What up, what up, what up? This is the Kid Polo Pull coming back to you guys once again with the Man Stash Minute. And we had the latest episode highlighting prominent figures within Black history. Today, of course, is no exception. He was a major figure in the history of jazz music. His career spanned more than half a century, during which time he composed thousands of songs for the stage, screen, and to contemporary songbook. He created one of the most distinctive ensemble sounds in Western music and continued to play what he called American music until shortly before his death in 1974. This is the life and legacy of the late and great Duke Ellington.
This is the Man Stash Minute.
Going on, guys, and we're back on the Man Stash Minute, highlighting the beautiful life of Duke Ellington. He was born on April 29th, 1899. Ellington was raised by two talented musical parents in the middle-class neighborhood of Washington, D.C. At the age of seven, he began studying piano and earned the nickname Duke for his gentlemanly ways. Inspired by his job as a soldier, he wrote his first composition, Soda Fountain Rag, at the age of 15. Despite being awarded an art scholarship to the Pratt Institute in Brooklyn, New York, Ellington followed his passion for ragtime and began to play professionally at the age of 17. In the 1920s, Ellington performed in Broadway nightclubs as the bartender at a sextet, a group which in time grew to a 10-piece ensemble. Ellington sought out musicians with unique playing styles such as Bubba Marley, who used a plunger to make the wah-wah sound, and Joel Nanton, who gave the world his trombone growl. At various times, his ensemble included the trumpeter Cootie Williams, cornetist Rex Stewart, and alto saxophonist Johnny Hodges. Ellington made hundreds of recordings with his bands, appeared in films and on radio, and toured Europe on two occasions in the 1930s. Ellington's fame rose to the rafters in the 1940s when he composed several masterworks, including Concerto for Cootie, Cottontail, and Coco. Some of his most popular songs included It Don't Mean a Thing If You Don't Got That Swing, Sophisticated Lady, Prelude to a Kiss, Solitude, and Satin Doll. A number of his hits were sung by the impressive Ivy Anderson, a favorite female vocalist of Ellington's band. Perhaps Ellington's most famous jazz tune was Take the A-Train, which was composed by Billy Strayhorn and recorded for commercial purposes February 15, 1941. Take the A-Train, the A referring to a subway line in New York City, took the place of Ellington's previous signature tune, Sepia Panorama. It was Ellington's sense of musical drama that made him stand out. His blend of melodies, rhythms, and subtle sonic movements gave audiences a new experience, complex yet accessible jazz that made the heart swing. Ellington's autobiography, Music is My Mistress, was published in 1973. Ellington earned 12 Grammy Awards from 1959 to 2000, nine while he was alive. At the age of 19, Ellington married Edna Thompson, who had been his girlfriend since high school, and soon after their marriage, she gave birth to their only child, Mercy Kennedy Ellington. On May 24, 1974, at the age of 75, Ellington died of lung cancer and pneumonia. His last words were, "Music is how I live, why I live, and how I will be remembered." More than 12,000 people attended his funeral. He was buried in Woodlawn Cemetery in the Bronx, New York City. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the life and legacy of the late, great Duke Ellington. I hope you guys have been enjoying the series. There's more to come. Please stay tuned. It's the Man Stash Minute. Polo Polo signing out. Bye.
I love you, Daddy.